When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I have with me my brother. I keep trying to call you my little brother. And then when I tell people my little brothers, they're like, oh, how old is he? I'm like, 29. They're like, it's not a little brother. Well, he is a little brother.
Called out for 23 yesterday, so.
You what?
Called out for 23.
What does that mean? You called out for 23?
No, I got called out for 23.
Oh, like you looked like a 23-year-old?
Oh, I would guess 23.
Yeah, you look young too, though, Jess.
Some days I look young. Other days I look older. Really? It's just my height. I'm 5 feet, you guys. Of course I look young.
I never knew how short Jess really was because she always wore these boots with kind of like a wedged heel. She took them off. No, they were a little higher than that. And then one day she took them off and I was like, you are a petite little bean.
Are Doc Martens just a Utah thing?
No, I wear Doc Martens. I wear the big chunky ones, but I wore even higher ones that you were talking about.
Yeah, you did wear the higher ones. At the show I went to, the drag queen show, they ID'd me at the door.
Did you say thank you, bless you?
I was like, do I really look so young? He was like, you do. I was like, I have a baby and I'm 31.
You do look young though. Like right when you wear no makeup, I'd say, I'm not even kidding, I'd be like, oh, 19. You look like baby face.
Yeah, with my prepubescent acne that kicks in every once in a while. But then it's such a mind fuck because it's like, she's got a breakout happening, but also melasma. So how old is she really?
But then your beauty line takes it away.
Yeah.
That is correct.
True that.
Just add a little moisture from Give Them Lala Skin and we're there. Yes, honey. Or I add a little bit of Give Them Lala Beauty and I look like a grown woman.
Grown ass woman.
Yes. So I'm super excited to have Easton in town. How do you feel, Easton, to be back on the podcast?
Amazing.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it like being here in LA for you?
I love it.
Do you want to move here?
Yeah.
You're a man of few words today.
Open up a bedroom and I'm there.
We're about to.
How many?
We are.
How many do you have? You got enough.
I don't have Clear many, but
got but enough.
I like to just think of life when you're kind of in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's only temporary.
Yeah.
Everything's only temporary.
So add more.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to be living large. With not a care in the world. And I'll be free as a little fucking bird.
Yeah.
Just do whatever I want. You know?
I do. But we are about to, as you guys know, we have been working from Lala's home for the past
Long 10 time. Months. Yeah.
Or so.
No, 8 months. Feels like 100 years.
But we're about to move out because we've got official offices now. So Easton can live here permanently if you want to, Easton.
If you wanted, totally.
I'm moving in.
Yes.
I know. See? So happy. And we didn't get one office space. We didn't get two office spaces. We got three.
Three office spaces.
Three. One for everything that I have. We have the beauty and skin department. We have the podcast department. We have the baby department. I feel like such... I want to be able to one day when I'm just bawling the fuck out, because it will happen.
It will.
To drive past those office spaces and be like, aw, remember when Jess... And Jess is going to be there looking fabulous. She's also going to be really fucking rich. She's going to be like, I do remember.
I'll have an accent by then.
By then she's turned into a fabulous British woman.
We'll be plush at that point.
Yes. Here's the deal, though. I have questions for Easton and Lala.
Oh, you came up with games?
I came up with questions? Kind of games, but also just like, you guys are brother and sister. I have questions. I have siblings and like, you know, some I got along with growing up, others I didn't. I remember fun times, fights, family vacations. So I'm like, I have questions for Lala and Easton that I think the listeners might find interesting and fun.
I hit her with a golf club once.
See? Like that kind
of happened. Yeah.
It was on purpose.
Wait, I need to know.
I saw her coming.
Not even.
Wait, how though? Because this is very interesting. Did you get knocked out? What happened?
It was. I remember, Mom. Thank you. My mom's in the corner. Like a stage
Sunday.
Mom. Mr. Sunday. And you had on that really rose. Yep. Oh my God.
Lisa might pop in and out because I really wanted her to be on the pod today.
And she goes, my voice is way too raspy. That's what she said. By the way, she's so fabulous. She got her lips injected and she's been really, really self-conscious about the fact that it looks like all she's been doing is sucking on blueberries.
So she's just eating blueberry pancakes.
Yeah. And I was like, Lisa... In any other place, they'd be like, that woman got her ass kicked. Mm-hmm. Okay. But here, they're like, fresh lips.
Fresh lips. You should wear that around as like a badge of honor. You really should.
What is that?
That's how you said to hit her in the head.
Oh, yeah. So it was Easter Sunday. Easton asked my mom if he was very into playing sports in the house. I don't know why. We had a fabulous backyard. Easter Sunday, it is warm outside. You could have gone outside. And my dad set up a fabulous putting green for Easton in the backyard. But today he wanted to putt in the house. So I like went into our playroom thinking I was going to approach him with just a little putt. But he had decided to take on his Tiger Woods golf swing. And I was behind him and he just smacked me. What was it? It had to have been like a fucking 9-iron because of precision slice.
Oh, it wasn't like a plastic. Like this was an official
golf. Yeah, this was a...
Is a 9-iron...
It was a Titleist.
Is a 9-iron the one that's skinny kind
of? No, I think it was a 3-iron.
Oh. Stop. I don't know.
And he cut your eye open,
It wasn't
assuming?
A golf. It wasn't a...
It's still there.
Yeah, no, I still have the little scar. I mean, he could have taken my eye out. It was not great. You know, it was very
That's
scary.
That's what the scar in your eyebrow's from.
Yes, from the golf.
You guys, if you've ever seen Lala's left eyebrow and it's not filled in, there's a little scar. And I've always wondered what that was from.
Yeah, that's
I think
Easton
it looks kind of badass.
Taking a golf club to the freaking dome.
Did you get in trouble?
No. My grandfather had just passed away, my mom's dad. So she was like having a day, right? Like she was in bed napping. And then she had heard a blood curdling scream and she like put me in bed with her until my dad got home. And I remember obsessing over it and I kept looking in the mirror and I'm telling you, you could see bone. And I was terrified of needles and stitches.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at it going, it's not even that bad.
Because you didn't want to get stitches?
Like, I just didn't want... Like, if I could convince my mom that it wasn't that bad, like, we weren't going to the emergency room.
Yeah.
It was that bad.
It was?
And we went to the... to, like, an urgent care. My mom was like, I have to... My mom knew that I was a fucking gorgeous, just the most flawless, stunning little girl you've ever seen
Absolutely.
In your life.
Absolutely.
And she demanded a plastic surgeon to save...
Stop. Did
little
you?
Little scarring. She did.
Did you get stitches?
I did, but the guy was like, by the time you get to a plastic surgeon, it's going, like, it will keloid because the scar tissue is going to, like, start popping off. We got to close it right now. And he did a great job.
Yeah. So, Easton, you didn't get in trouble?
No.
You didn't? That's great. No.
Great mother.
Yes. What a great mom. Okay. So then, with that being, how old were you? Both.
We were young.
Were you?
How old was I?
You were 8.
So Easton was 6. Damn, you got a
little
swear for a little 6-year-old.
Okay, so with that makes me wonder then, did you guys did you get along growing up? Or were you that sibling pair that was constantly fighting?
I don't remember a time of us fighting, in all honesty.
Really?
No. Easton and I always got along. We always got along. He was, because we were close in age. We're only like 2.5 years apart. And what? I don't remember us fighting ever.
Lisa's shaking her head now.
No.
Yeah, we always got along.
Really?
Can I tell you how horrendous this is, though?
What?
Like, I mean, obviously back in the day, like, you just did things different. You know, like, you got in the bed of a truck and you, like, drove around to get a Slurpee. And now if you were to see that, you would go into full on someone call the police, right?
Yeah.
My dad, when we would travel,
yeah,
would lay down the back seats, okay? So it was just the third row seat.
Okay.
And it would be, he would lay padding down. So it was like essentially like a bed, right? Yeah. And then once we woke up from our nap, then we could sit down, buckle up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because only when you're buckled up can you get in a car accident. And we had like one of those giant TVs with a VCR. You know?
Loved
like
those. Like those were iconic.
Yeah. And he would put it in the corner so we could lay down and watch movies.
With the Xbox too.
Just with the Xbox. Just some more weight. If we rolled, we could all get really fucking taken out. But I mean, like, those are like the memories I have.
Yeah.
And I have a vivid memory, Easton, tell me if you remember this, of us driving home. We were watching Spy Kids with Antonio Banderas.
Such a good movie.
So good. And my dad was on the phone with my grandma, and she told him that our guinea pig Ruffles had died. And that she buried it in the backyard. And I could never watch Spy Kids again because I got the news about the fucking guinea pig. And it triggered me after that. I was like, this movie brings back really dark memories.
I forgot about Ruffles.
You did?
Why would I remember? I was so young, but now I remember him.
Mom got him for me to have as our class pet.
Oh no, and it died. You don't remember though? But you were sad. No, you cried.
I don't remember at all.
I tried to dig him up in the backyard. Stop. I looked for mounds of dirt all over the backyard. And I could never find him.
On that note, do you remember about the cat?
What was the cat? Tell me the cat.
Remember we were gardening and you hadn't seen the cat for a little bit. Do you remember this?
Wait, I do. I hadn't seen the cat in a really long time.
What happened with the cat?
Well, the poor cat got
hit.
Hit by a car.
Yes. Sad, sad, sad. And it'd been like 2-3 weeks. And Lala asked about the cat. And so I had to tell her that the cat had passed away. And she asked me when. And I said about 3 weeks ago. And she goes, why didn't you tell me then?
Because that's not what happened.
Okay, thank you.
That's not what happened. Okay. I remember. Okay. I was sobbing. And my dad, I remember him hugging me and saying, Lauren, the cat's been gone for a really long time and you haven't even noticed until now. And then I said, well, if you would have told me then, I would be over it by now.
Genius.
Wait, tell me. You were older. Well, you were older than me, obviously.
We were under the big pine
tree. Yeah, I remember.
That big bed, and I was gardening, and that's when you asked us.
So
and Dad was out. But Dad,
but Dad was
out there.
There, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember being under the big pine tree in the front yard.
Yes.
Did you dig the cat up?
Did you dig the cat up?
The clincher was, why didn't you tell me? Because now I'd be over it.
And can I tell you, I remember running up the street, sobbing, looking up to God, being like, why?
It's so dramatic. Like you're in a movie. How old were you? This is important. Were you 16 or were you like 8?
No, I was young. Oh, okay.
She was a child. Yeah.
Oh.
But you know the lesson I learned from that?
What?
You keep your animals inside at all times.
Because we lived by a pretty busy street.
Yeah, that's a good lesson.
I mean, we had a few animals get out that got hit by cars.
Really?
It was
Did you
traumatic.
Always bury your animals in the backyard?
I think the only animal that got buried was by my grandma in the backyard. She's also the one that told me Santa wasn't real.
Oh.
No, she wasn't buried by grandma in the backyard.
Grandma buried Ruffles in the backyard.
Yeah. We didn't bury grandma in the backyard.
She wasn't buried next to grandma.
No. No, she wasn't. Morbid. Morbid.
I've come a long way as a pet owner these days.
Yes, Lisa has
but
come a long
way. That's what it's all about, Lisa, is like being able to sit there, and you may have done a lot of things back in the day when, you know, education, it wasn't at our fingertips.
Yeah.
Right? There weren't phones. You weren't Googling things. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, even Bella, my mom's Pomeranian, is from a pet store. She's 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't, number one, you can't find pet stores anymore. You can find breeders, but you wouldn't catch us dead going to a, we walk into a shelter, we adopt a pet.
Right.
I'm sure at some point in time, my mother has been to SeaWorld. Now we're protesting to like, don't fucking go to SeaWorld. It's about educating yourself, right?
Of course.
So yes, we've all come a long way as pet owners.
I know my cat loved being outside, but you know what? Should have kept her inside.
Yep. Well.
Oh my God.
No,
I
you do. And this just to.
For someone who didn't want to do the podcast, she sure is itching to get the mic in her face.
She's gold.
We only have three mics.
No, this is Lisa's gonna. I've got a question coming up that I want. I'm gonna hand over the mic to Lisa too, because it is about Easton and Lala. But this is like back in the day. Quick side note, back in the day, a lot of pets where I grew up were buried in the yard because it was like you could have a funeral, a mini funeral, and you would like dig a deep, deep, deep hole. And a really traumatic story, really quick for me, is that our dog Balto died. Guys, I was like 8, and my dad, we were really close with Balto, died of old age. And my dad said, okay, we're going to have a funeral. He had an excavator come.
Oh, shit. That is a dig. Deep hole.
We lived on a lot of land. So he's like, we're going to dig. And my dad thought it was morbid for us kids to see Balto going in if he was in a plastic bag. So he goes, so I just thought, okay, we'll put Balto in. He'll become part of the earth.
Yep.
And Balto was buried. We had a whole thing. And then that evening, it rained very heavy. It was very heavy raining and our back area flooded. And I looked in the backyard and all of a sudden my dad and mom said, I went, ah! And I thought Balto was coming back to life because four paws were sticking up out of the ground. Balto was rising because of all the water. And I just went like, I lost it. And my dad's like, oh my God, okay. And that's. So times are different now. But.
Traumatizing. I know. Well, now, can I tell you can walk into like the Humane Society after your pet dies and they have like a lot of different things that you can do with your baby. Like what do you do with Dior?
Cremated Dior. You can turn your pets into diamonds too.
Oh, shit. That seems intense.
Is it expensive?
Mm-hmm. Yes. 100%.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can.
But Dior is next to my dad.
Really?
Yeah, and my dad always said, this is morbid podcast. No. My dad always said, because he loved Dior so much, that he better die before Dior because he couldn't take it. And that did happen. That did happen.
So Dior is in a cemetery?
No. He prayed both and it in the study at our house.
Oh. Studying really, really hard.
They each have an urn and they're both together.
Okay, they're in the study.
They're in the study.
Pictures of them too.
Was it? Yes. Oh, that's sweet. Dior and Ken.
You know that bird on the books right there, Jess?
Yes.
That's my dad as well.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's ashes.
Inside?
Yeah, that's his
and
ashes.
And it's so heavy. Oh.
Yeah, don't drop it.
Thanks for telling me that now. I'm just like carelessly moving it around.
Ooh. Have you been doing that?
Not carelessly, but just like, just like. I would say hi too.
I know.
Nice to meet you.
For a minute, my dad was on Erica Jane's book.
Oh, okay.
And she was like bent over in latex, and I was like, "We need to do
we're gonna
put
move
this on the Holy Bible instead."
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Okay, Lisa, I'm about to hand the mic to you, but I do want to know, who was the easier baby?
Who was the easier baby?
Wait.
You can't point. They can't see us. We haven't gone that far. We got to step our game up.
Easton was the easier baby.
Why was Easton the easier baby?
Because Lala was very colicky. And I remember one incident where my best friend said, and I went to the mall and I told her she doesn't ever stop crying. And my friend Sid is like, oh, I'm sure she doesn't cry all day long. We get to the mall and literally she fussed the entire day at the mall. And at the end of the visit, she was like, oh, she does cry all day.
Yeah. Oh, she had colic, though. It
exactly,
is a nightmare.
No, you know what, though? It's so sad for the baby. It really is.
It's horrific.
What is colic? Like a cough or something?
Colic is, it's usually stomach issues. Like
they're in pain. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's non-stop.
And I was a new mom. I didn't know what to do. And so by the time I had Easton, he was a projectile vomiter.
Still am.
He still does that.
But otherwise, yeah. But they're both lovely now.
Okay. Now you can say it.
Whenever she gets a mic, I feel like she's a pageant queen. Right? And bring him home with something nice for both. But they were both fantastic.
Just like at the drag show.
Okay. Wait, what? What part of the drag show?
At the drag show, my mom was brought on stage by this like stunning drag queen, right? Pink mm-hmm. hair. She was fucking fabulous. But the question for my mom was, do you prefer men or women? And my mm-hmm. mom says, well, I prefer men, but I think women are gorgeous. PC answer, bitch. Yes. Yes,
I love
queen.
That. See, that's why I love Lisa. Those are my answers, too.
Don't
I
worry.
Always give a PC answer.
I tell her about my cookie munching days, and she can vicariously live through me.
Live through those. No, yes. Okay, Lisa.
I hate it. Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, I hate
Easton
it.
Has been exposed to so much banter.
You guys are a very open family. If
I know.
Yeah, if I ever said that in front of my brother, he would get up and walk out.
Yeah.
But I love
like
that.
It. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but can I tell you, I think a lot of stuff we talk about for shock value. Like I ordered a bunch of clothes that just came. You were here, Jess.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I'm going to wear this to the club. Bag me a man. And my mom is looking at me like, you're going to be sitting your ass on that couch watching new episodes
of Housewives. Lisa said, you're such a big talker.
You're such a big talker. Like we just talk and we just like say things, but like nothing actually really exists.
Right. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Did you, when you had, were you hoping for a boy when you had Easton?
I had my baby girl. And then I found out when I was 5 months pregnant, I went in. I didn't find out what Lala was. It was a surprise. But at 5 months, I went in and found out that he was a boy. And then I felt like, oh, my gosh, I'm fooling with nature. I shouldn't know these things, you know, because back then you just really didn't do a lot of that. But my dad was over the moon that I was having a boy. And he was like, sad. Good deal. That was his big thing.
Easton has good deal tattooed on him.
Yeah, I got tattooed on me.
Because he always says, good deal.
Yeah, so I told my dad that I was having a boy. And he was like, good deal. And I had to break it to him that Dad, he's not going to be a Hutton. That's my maiden name. He's going to be a Birmingham, which is, you know, my married name. And it was like he got so deflated because he didn't have anybody to carry on the family name.
Oh, because do you have a brother?
He had a
girl. They don't have a, yeah.
Yeah.
So now I have to do something to carry on Hutton.
But Easton's middle name is Hutton. Easton Hutton Birmingham. So
I'll keep that. I'll keep that going.
My dad, absolutely. And my mother too, obviously. But they were crazy about these kids. Like,
well, I think it's important to carry on. Like, even for me, like when I decided I didn't want Birmingham as my last name, just because it wasn't a name that anyone could pronounce. I was going into acting or spell. It was like I was Lauren Birmingham. It was like the whole name was botched.
Yes.
Like none of those are my names.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I took Dad's first name as my last name because I was like, I can't cut it all together.
Yeah.
Gotta remember the roots.
Gotta remember the roots. Do you think you'll keep... Well, I don't know which last name. Do you think if you ever get married one day, you would take your partner's last name or no?
Or do you think you'll go in the Kim Kardashian West type deal?
So we'll have to drop it.
And then have to drop it.
And drop it if you need to.
Same with you, Easton. Would you ever hyphenate with your partner's last name? Because I'm seeing that more now.
Yeah.
If she wanted me to.
Really?
I have nothing against it, no. Aww.
That is so sweet, Easton.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Yeah. If I'm into it, I'll do anything.
Aww. He's so sweet.
Yeah, that's so really is. Easton is a great guy.
Yes, he's so sweet.
You. Would you ever, Lala, change your last name?
No.
No?
Number one, I don't ever want to get legally married, so there would be no reason for me to change my name.
Okay.
But no, I want my name.
Would you Kent or Birmingham or?
I think I would like to legally change it to Kent.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, because I roll up to the airport and most of these people who book my flights, like if I'm working.
Yes.
Will put me in as Lala Kent. And then it's a whole thing with the ticket agent where I'm Googling myself.
Right.
Being like, thank God I have a wiki page or whatever where it's like born Lauren Birmingham. That's my face.
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys, don't say it out loud.
Okay.
So I want to know... Like the most iconic family vacation, don't say the city, think of it in your head. The most iconic family vacation or like the one that made the biggest impact. And on the count of three, you're both going to say where it was in the mic. And I want to see if it's the same place.
Okay.
Tell me when you've got it.
Okay.
Okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
Because I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is.
It doesn't matter where it is. She just wants to know if it's the same. Okay. You could have a different iconic experience somewhere else.
Well, let's just see.
What are you doing?
She knows which one I'm talking about.
Well, let's see if you're thinking the same one.
Well, I was. So let's say it.
Okay, ready? One.
No, stop asking.
One, two, three.
Lake Newport. Powell.
Oh.
Oh, it's on the same one.
No,
I said Newport.
That was pretty iconic.
Okay, and now we need to hear.
Which one are you thinking of?
Lake Powell.
Which one was that one?
I just remembered that being our go-to place.
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking Lake Powell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we did that every year.
Well, we did Lake Powell and Newport every year. And that's why I think they're iconic because every single trip was so much fun. And we would go, Sid, who my mom was talking about when I was colicky, Sid... Her family and our family would go to Lake Powell together every single year. There were like tons of us on this boat. And it was like a nice boat. It was a very nice boat.
It was a houseboat. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
With like two or three other families.
But I mean, yes. But we were packed in there like a sardine can. It was so much fun.
Did you stay in a house?
No.
No, it was like a houseboat. You stayed on the boat.
You stayed on the boat.
That's a house. Yeah,
wild.
Kitchen, whole thing.
Yes, and you take it out of the slip.
Yeah.
And you take it on the lake, and you find a little beach to park it on, and then that's where you stay for like the next 5 days.
I think they have them in like Reno and
it's not the
Lake
same.
Havasu.
It's
like,
not the same. I, no, I went Powell's to Lake Mead, and I was like,
it's not.
Lake Mead, yeah. Fucking,
Lake Mead is Lake Mead in Vegas. That's where the bodies are buried. Lots of bodies.
There's like a lot of bodies in there. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of
Utah
bodies
Lake
in Powell too.
Too,
but like, yeah, not the same. You're not living.
Yeah.
And it's annoying because I see the fucking Kardashian Jenner gang, yeah, all up in Lake Powell now.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's a new, yeah, it's like,
don't make it bougie.
They're trying to make
don't
it bougie.
Don't make it bougie. Don't do that.
When did you guys stop and why? Or do you still do it?
No, we stopped when we were like in high school.
Okay, because it was getting too much.
Well, everyone started getting older. My dad was tired, and it's a lot of work.
Okay.
Like every single night we were dealing with windstorms coming in and anchors flying out of the ground. And it was just like, I remember every time hearing the wind kick in, I was so young.
Well,
and I would get a pit in my stomach because I'm like, I know what this means. And you would hear all the boys start getting out of their sleeping bags, going out to the beach, trying to like hunker us down more because that wind kicks up and you lose one anchor, you're flying into a fucking rock and taking your boat out.
What if it was a lightning storm? Do you just stay on the lake?
It's very scary, Jessica. But it's a risk we were all willing to take. Well,
and you would put your sleeping bag up on top, like the whole top of the boat.
Is the top covered?
Open. No.
No, it's open. It's and you just have rows of sleeping bags and everybody sleeps out under the stars.
And there's like a little tiny pathway that you go to get to your little bed.
Yes.
It's so fun.
And there
Jess.
Were two bedrooms inside the houseboat.
No one slept.
And then
in
there's a living room, dining room, kitchen, okay, and two bathrooms.
I'm going to Google it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two bathrooms.
I've been on a houseboat for a party once, but I barely remember it because I was extremely drunk. But I just remember being like showing up there with friends and being like, is this a boat on the water? This is insane. And then leaving that night. But I always thought like, was that a dream or did I? And so it must have really existed, which is amazing.
You were fucked up.
There. I was. You were.
And then you'd go out water skiing and tubing during the day because you'd have a ski boat and then you'd have jet skis. And it was like
tubing, like the whole thing.
The greatest family vacation.
The
Such
best.
Bonding.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing but better.
Bonfires on the beach at night.
That is so fun. But you, Easton, said a different vacation. Which one did you say?
I think I got left in the vehicle.
You've been left in a vehicle many times.
No, that was.
Wait,
oh,
that was
one?
At PF See, Chang's downtown.
Okay, so no.
Which
so,
one did I hide from
So
you?
Easton, we would go to Newport Beach every year. That was our family with the Sunlofts again, my dear friend. Anyway,
Sydney.
My husband was leaving for an Alaskan fishing trip from our Newport Beach, right, from that trip. So I had the two kids. And so we were changing rooms. And all of a sudden, I'm taking stuff from one room to the next room. And I leave the door open and I go back in and Easton is nowhere to be found. Nowhere.
Parenting back then is so weird. I would never just leave Ocean to switch rooms.
Well, it was right next door. It was
Doesn't
right
matter.
Next door.
Well, but
anyway.
It's a different day
well,
and age.
I could walk
it's just
too. How
you know?
Old was I?
Yeah.
You were little. You were little.
Three. You were
like,
three.
Like at least, yeah.
You were three.
So
I remember.
All of a sudden I am calling for Easton and all of my group is down at this restaurant.
The Penguin.
The Penguin. So I go running down the street to the Penguin. I bust open the doors and I said, Easton's missing.
Through the whole restaurant.
Yeah.
She bust through the freaking door. Easton's missing.
I respect
the entire restaurant gets up and runs.
No, I wish you could have seen it.
Was
it was
it
like
really?
A mob running up the street. Firefighters that were eating breakfast
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was firefighters along with family members and friends. We
and
all
strangers.
Went. Yeah, we all went flying back to the hotel, and lo and behold, I turn the corner and there is my child with the front desk attendant, and he looks at me and says, "Mommy, you left me."
She did.
Come to find out, he was hiding in the drapes. This child hid everywhere.
He did.
I went to Nordstrom's. He would hide in the racks of
clothing
clothes,
racks.
But he would, but he would not. Let you know that he was there.
Play
like
hide and seek.
Silent little guy.
What? He also went through a hiding phase, but also a phase of wrapping things around his neck.
Oh
my gosh.
It was so weird.
Was that Vegas or
we
like
were
how?
On our yes. No, we were on our way to Vegas.
Jeff, bust my mom.
Yes.
I wanted to go see her again.
So many triggering things happen when your parents pass. Like, I can't deal. And Easton, I look over and he's wrapped the seatbelt around his neck. And he looks at me and he's like...
With like the safety, like the child safety lock, so it won't come back. So,
right. He looks at me and goes, Lauren. And I was like trying to undo it. And I'm noticing it's getting tighter as I pull it. And that's when I was like, gotta tell mom and dad. Gotta tell mom and dad. We're like in the back whispering. I was like, gotta tell him. Gotta tell him. You're gonna die.
You no, didn't I say no?
No, you were so nervous.
No,
you were so nervous. Did you? But you whispered to me across the like little seat,
like so to help. Scared,
big eyes. Like,
did you?
I was nervous.
When and did you? Did you yell?
No, I say to them, I'm like, Easton is strangling himself. So my dad gets out and he's trying to do it, and it is getting tighter.
No.
Yes. And so my mom starts crying in hysterics. My dad, we have nothing, right? We have nothing in the car to like,
To like cut it. Out.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad grabs a lighter. He's going to torch it.
And he's lighting it by my neck. And you
there
can
was
light
no
it.
Other.
Well, oh, there's it's a seatbelt. You can light it anywhere.
He did go near the neck. He did go near the neck.
And are you like freaking out?
I am beyond freaking out. I just lost my mother. And no, I was beyond. I was sobbing. Like, so... My cute daughter that's I do it myself kind of gal runs out of the car.
We're on the freeway and there's like you can
like
either go straight
ramp.
To head.
We're at or the off ramp.
We're at the off ramp. Yeah. You can turn and thank God this is where it happened because where you turn is where a lot of people go to like Lake camping Powell. And take their RVs. So I run to where they get off at their little fucking off ramp.
Yeah.
And I flag down an RV. And I tell them I need scissors or a knife or something. And they give me scissors. We cut the seatbelt. And the entire rest of the ride, my mom sits in the back in the middle seat, arms around both of us, sobbing the entire rest of the way.
What was going through your mind after that?
Were you like, I'm glad they're alive?
Yes. I had just lost my mom, like you said, for the 100th time. But I could not lose anybody else. It was like, it was so traumatizing for me.
It was. It was.
It was in 2003. You were 12.
Young. Or 12. Okay, yeah.
10. Old enough to know.
No, I was 13 because we were going for Labor Day.
Oh, damn.
Or Memorial Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. So
wild.
And then we get home from the trip and go to my grandma's house to see her.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Easton in the corner of the room. Wrapping the fucking blinds cord around his neck. I was like, stop doing that.
Stop. It's a thing. It's little kids do
it. It's like a nervous tick or something.
Where or they'll just spin. I used to babysit a kid who I looked over, took my eyes off him for 2 seconds, looked back over. He was probably like 8 and he had spun himself up and it was a rope thing that hung off the blinds and he had put it around his neck and just spun all the way.
Oh,
and I was like, what are you doing?
Well, they have warnings now on the blinds, and some of them don't even have those cords anymore. So it was a choking hazard, obviously.
I have put the cords very high up since having Ocean. Like they are tied in a little ball. The blinds don't need to be shut. They don't need to be opened. Just leave them the way they are so that that little string thing cord stays where it is because I'm not about
to deal.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, I want to wrap it up with this question, and then I'm going to hand the mic to you, Lisa, because I want all three of you to answer this. Obviously, you had, like we've just heard, you had traditions growing up, you guys went on trips, all of that. What are you wanting to either re-implement or continue doing with Ocean? Because now we're at the next generation. So let's hear that.
I want to make traditions, whatever that's going to be. Like,
but do you have anything from back in the day that you would want to keep going?
Would you want to do the Lake Powell thing again or no? Do you think that's too much?
You know what? It is a lot of work. Okay. It really is. Because then you have to have somebody to drive the houseboat, which was my husband. And, you know, he's no longer here. So yeah. I think it's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. You know what? I would like at least to rent a beach house, you know, every year for our family. I mean, that is something that I would love to keep the tradition going.
Yeah, but, and we could keep that going because then Sid, her family, like, that's who we would go with. And now Olivia has a baby, a little girl who's Ocean's age. So we could very well keep all of that going.
Yeah.
That's the one tradition that I would like to keep going is the Newport.
Yeah, Newport's fine. Yeah,
Lake Powell, like Mama said, is too, it's just too much of a hassle.
It is a lot of work.
I do love it. It's fun, but
it's nice if you can go with someone to deal with the rest of it, like deal with the driving of the boat, mm-hmm. parking it. But it's, I mean,
well, you have to get a week's worth of groceries. You know, you've got to keep ice in the freezer. You've got, like I say, you've got to go fill. You've got to pump.
I don't think mm-hmm. it would be as amazing as it was when you were a kid, because when you're a kid, you don't have to deal. You know, the parents were dealing with that. We didn't deal with the food.
You're now the parent.
Yeah. I'm now the parent. Now I have to figure out all of those things, which would be very worth it if Ocean loved it. Mm-hmm. It's the driving of the boat. I would have to find someone who knew how to drive a boat of that size.
Right, right.
And they're not quick. Like, if so someone's now, coming at you, which has happened before, you're getting taken out.
So now my question to you, Law, is now that we, what would you like to do with Ocean as a new?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, is there something that you want to start new?
Yeah, I think because I live in California now, like Newport is super fun, but I would want to do like more of a mountain vacation. Like every year do something where there's like the snow and the mountains and coziness. Mm-hmm. I love
that. Am I hearing Utah?
People working together, Utah. What a great place to be.
Utah is beautiful. It's a great place to raise a family. You've got seasons. You've got hiking, biking, skiing, fishing. Not that I'm a fisherman. Catch and release, of course.
Not that we're skiers either. But we like to know we have options.
It's up there.
Exactly. Right, yeah, exactly.
This was such a fun podcast. Easton, I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you for having me.
Always. You're always most welcome. My beautiful mother, I love you. Your lips look gorgeous.
Me too.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Mom. Jess, you're the best as per usual. And you guys who tune in every single week, I love you so much. Without you, I would just literally be talking to myself, which I do that as well. I love you guys, and I will catch you next week on a new episode of Give Them Lala.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.